I want to look this morning in the book of Colossians, Colossians chapter 3. I'm going to read verses 8, probably through verse 14. And I want us to see, because every day we get to make a choice as to how we're going to clothe ourselves. When you get up in the morning, now, my wife and I have kind of changed our routine a little bit. So usually my wife is up and pretty much out on her way to work before me. And so I usually get up and just kind of leisurely, you know, sit in the closet and take my time trying to decide what I want to wear that day. Our schedules have changed a little bit, and now I'm getting up earlier than she is. And so I've not yet gotten in the habit of choosing what clothes to wear the night before. And so I'm trying to, in the dark, in the closet, you know, try to find out what kind of clothes matches and making sure my pants and shirt and socks all match together. I haven't quite adapted to that yet, but even when with lights on, sometimes I don't do a good job of matching clothes. But we should be taking some time to look at, you know, make sure our clothes match, make sure that, you know, we're dressed appropriately for the day. On hot days, you're not going to wear, you know, thick clothes and all that. We choose what we're going to wear each day. We make the choice of what kind of clothes you're going to wear. You wouldn't make the choice of wearing a, you know, a wool jacket and a long sleeve shirt today or throughout the summer. And you also wouldn't be choosing to wear shorts. Well, some people do. But you, logic would say don't wear shorts and open-faced shoes during the winter, during the cold months. We choose what we're going to wear. And we kind of see that same principle, but from a spiritual perspective, taking place in Colossians chapter 3. I'm going to start reading in verse number 8. But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man and his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ in all and in all. Therefore, as the elect, holy, beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must also do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. So what Paul is saying to the Colossians is, you know, every day you get to put on, you get to choose what you're going to put on today. You're either going to put on the old man, or you're going to put on the new man in Jesus Christ. We get to decide what we're going to put on. Now, when we read that in the Amplified Bible, it actually says how you're going to clothe yourself. So this is the imagery that Paul is giving us. What is the decision you're making every single day on what you're going to wear and what you're going to put on? What's the decision you make every morning on what you're going to put on as far as what you present? Are you going to put on the old man or put on the new man? So this is something that we need to remember, even as Christians. We need to remember. This is why it's so important for us to start our day in the Word of God and with Jesus Christ. Listen, if I ended yesterday, and maybe yesterday was, or last week, maybe there's been a lot of things that have been going on that have been stressing me out. You know, or maybe there's things that have brought me discouragement. Or maybe there's things that have just brought me to be angry because of, you know, I feel that somebody has mistreated me. If I'm carrying those thoughts and those emotions and those things from yesterday into today, if I have done nothing to change that attitude, to change those thoughts and that mindset, all I'm going to do is not only carry it from yesterday onto today, but I've probably added a little bit more to the wrath. You know, the anger is a little bit more penetrating. You know, all the wrong things become a little bit stronger with age. The more time that we embellish those things, or the more time that we give ourselves over to those things, the stronger those things become. And so if I carry the things over from yesterday on to today, I'm going to find that I feel even more of those things with greater strength and greater conviction of all those wrong things. It's up to me to choose what I'm going to put on each day. And the way I make that change, if I've carried over the anger and the animosity or the hurt, any of those negative things, any of those things of the old man, if I've carried those things over from yesterday to today, if I have not done something to change who I am or change what I am or change what I've put on, if I haven't done something to change that, I'm going to carry those things. and they're going to become even stronger as the day goes on. I have to do something to change, and this is exactly what Paul is talking about. What are you going to put on? So how do I make that change? Again, Paul says, but now for yourselves, you are to put off these things. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you've put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Paul's saying, you have now, make the choice, put off. You are to put off all of these things. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Don't lie to one another. How do we put those things off? Well, when I get up today, you know, when I get up and start the day, if I'm not taking any time in the Word of God, because it's the Word of God that's going to bring me truth. It's the Word of God that brings life. We look at the Word sometimes as, well, this is just our obligation. I'm obligated because I'm a Christian. I'm obligated to read the Word of God. So I'll go through the motions and I'll read what I'm supposed to read. I'll read, you know, a number of verses today. Maybe I'll read an entire chapter. And then once I've done the assignment, I close the Bible and I just go on with my day. That's often how we look at the Word of God. The Word of God is not an obligation. The Word of God is Jesus revealing himself to us. The Bible tells us the Word of God is living and active. And so if I go into time reading the Word of God with an expectation that the Holy Spirit is going to speak to me through that Word, and is going to bring insights, is going to bring revelation, is going to speak to me personally and directly. Here's the great thing about the Word of God. If you have one person reading the Word of God, and there's 50 people who are sitting there listening to that Word of God, the Word of God brings with it life, and it's a personal thing. And so one person reading the Word of God and 50 or 100 or 200 people who are listening, the Holy Spirit is going to be speaking through that Word of God to each of those people in different ways. It's the same truth, and it's the same reality. But the Holy Spirit who knows us is going to speak, if I'm open and I'm ready to receive, is going to speak different truths. Maybe not different truths, but truths that are more applicable, because the Holy Spirit knows exactly where I'm at and what I need and the truth I need to take or the encouragement that I need to take, you know, or the correction that I need to take. Holy Spirit knows that. And this is the power of the Word of God. So when I start my day, if I'm spending time in the Word of God, not just as an assignment, but I'm looking at it as this is Jesus revealing who he is, his nature, his character, his personality, the depth, the deeper knowledge that he has, that is hidden from the world but is revealed to me, if I go into reading the Word with that kind of expectation, you know, all of a sudden, even reading one chapter, even reading half a chapter, I could even read one verse and find that there's illumination and find that something that helps readjust my thinking and puts me in the frame of mind that is not the frame of mind of the world with the anger, the wrath, the malice. But instead, because I am taking on, because I'm reading and I'm taking on the nature, the character of Jesus Christ, my mind, my outlook changes, and I can set aside those things that are the old man, and I can put on those things that are the new man in Jesus Christ. I can clothe myself in the truth, in the freedom, and in the liberty of the Word of God. So if I have problems or difficulties or frustrations, anger, hurt that I've been carrying with me since yesterday, maybe even for the last couple of days, maybe for a week, you know, sometimes we can carry that animosity. And maybe you've done this. I've seen people that you can see them carrying hurts, anger, and animosity week after week. And all it does is continue to build upon itself. And it becomes more overwhelming to that person. And they give themselves because they have put on, they've clothed themselves in the old man with the anger and the wrath and the malice. Because they've clothed themselves in that, it becomes who they are. And it becomes more and more of who they are. So what about yourself? I'm not asking you whether you read the Word of God. I trust you are. But my question is, are you carrying anything over from yesterday or from last week into today? Are you taking some of that hurt, some of that disappointment, some of those things that are of the flesh, some of those things that are of the old man, the flesh? Are you carrying those things over? Because the way to stop those things, the way to put off all of that, and to put on or clothe yourself in the things of the new man, in the things of the Holy Spirit, in the things that we are supposed to be representing Jesus Christ as his ambassadors. We put those things on by spending time in the Word of God. Now, it doesn't have to be the morning, but the morning just makes the most sense because it's the beginning of the day, and it sets the tone for the rest of the day. So this morning, I got up, and if I was groping in the darkness trying to find what clothes to put on because I hadn't planned ahead, it would be very easy to walk out of my closet and to walk out of my house, to walk out dressed inappropriately. You know, maybe I have the wrong clothes for the season. Maybe my clothes don't match. See, I have to have the light on. The Word of God is a lamp to our feet. The Word of God is light to us. I have to have the light on so I can see what clothes it is that I have. And I have to make that choice. I should be making that choice ahead of time to prepare myself to go out into the day. So how are you clothing yourself spiritually? If you spend time in the Word, you are putting off the old and you're putting on the new. Let me read those verses to you from the Amplified Bible. And you can really hear from the Amplified Bible exactly this whole concept of what are you taking off and what are you putting on. But now, put away and rid yourself completely of all of these things, anger, rage, bad feelings towards others. Are you carrying any kind of animosity towards other people today? Someone that maybe hurt you yesterday or last week and you're still harboring those bad feelings? Paul is saying that we're supposed to put away, rid ourselves. Put away just doesn't mean you put it in, you know, you put it in a drawer somewhere, but you know where it's at and you can grab it out later when you want to, you know, feel once again those emotions. No, it means put away and rid yourselves completely of all of these things. What things? Anger. You have anger today? Were you angry about yesterday and have you carried that over to today? Paul says you're supposed to put away and rid yourself completely of anger, of rage, bad feelings towards others. How many people are there that you're holding just a little bit of animosity towards? They've let you down. They've disappointed you. Maybe they've actually come against you. You can carry those bad feelings, but you've made the choice to clothe yourself, to put on all the things of the old man, all the things that are opposed to the freedom and the liberty of Jesus Christ, all the things that are opposed to the new nature that you have in Jesus Christ. Curses, slander, foul-mouthed abuse, and shameful utterances from your lips. Do not lie to one another, for you have stripped off the old, unregenerate self with its evil practices. You've taken those things off. When we accepted the sacrificial work of Jesus Christ and what he did in our place for us, when we accepted that, the old man was put away, and the new man in Jesus Christ, that new creation that you became in Jesus Christ, that regenerated spirit in Jesus Christ. That's who we are. Don't put on the old man. Don't put on the old clothes. Verse 10, and have clothed yourselves with the new, the spiritual self, which is ever in the process of being renewed, remolded into the fuller, more perfect knowledge upon knowledge after the image, the likeness of him who created it. Look, Paul is saying this is who you are. The old man has been put aside. Put on the new. Don't clothe yourselves in the old. Clothe yourselves in the new. If you're frustrated today, it's Monday. Beginning of a brand new week. Let's set the tone for the day and for the week. If you're feeling today animosity towards others, if you're feeling anger towards others, if you're feeling a little bit of rage towards others, if you have bad feelings towards others, if you're just disappointed or angry about life itself, Paul is saying put those things off. That's the wrong clothing. You've clothed yourselves improperly today. You're wearing the wrong clothes. You've chosen the clothes of the old man, which has been put away. Let it be put away. We're clothed in the new, the spiritual self. And that person is ever in the process. Just because you're saved doesn't mean you're finished. Just because you accepted salvation does not mean you're finished. There still is every day it's making the choice to live in the things of the Word of God and to live in the things of Jesus Christ. Every day, ever ongoing in the process of being renewed. Your spirit is renewed now. Your spirit does not need to be renewed anymore. Your spirit right now, because you accepted Jesus Christ and his sacrificial work, as soon as you did that, your spirit was regenerated. Your spirit was brought from death to life. And the Spirit of God lives in your spirit. So your spirit does not need to be any more holy. It's not going to get any more holy. Your spirit does not need to be made any more righteous. Your spirit is already righteousness in Jesus Christ. And if you fail and you sin, and here's where sometimes we think that we've tarnished ourselves. If you fail or you sin, that does affect your body and it does affect your soul. But your body and your soul are different than your spirit. Your spirit is, if you will, vacuum packed by the Holy Spirit. And so it's not tainted by anything that you do. Your spirit is not going to become any more righteous than it is right now in Jesus Christ. It is the total righteousness of Jesus Christ. However, your soul, your thoughts, your mind, your will, your personality, all of those things that are the intimate creations that God made with you, and the very unique and personal creations that God made of you, that eternal part of you, that is always going to be renewed and remolded. It's in the process continually of becoming fuller and more perfect in the knowledge, upon knowledge, of Jesus Christ, of the one who created you and the one who has given you freedom and liberty. We are called to continue on. My goodness, I didn't realize how fast this time went past. Listen, here's the bottom line. Today, know what it is that Jesus has given you. And know who you are and where you're at. And if you're feeling anger and animosity and angst towards others, if you've clothed yourself in the old man, make the choice. Today, spend some time in the Word. This is what brings us. It puts the old man aside and it brings on. You're clothing yourself in the things of Jesus Christ, the character, the nature, the personality of Jesus. And this is what we are to do. And it will change your outlook. And once your outlook changes, it changes the outcome of your day as well.